Old Testament passage that we've been looking at for the last few weeks, 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Today we're in the last of this series on God receiving God's extraordinary blessings, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. And today we want to look at the door that unlocks God's blessings. Now I want to ask you a question as you're turning to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Do you believe that the God of the universe loves you enough that He will open the doors of heaven and pour out on your life a blessing? Do you really believe that the God of heaven loves you enough that He will pour out on your life a blessing if you'll ask? You know, whenever you read this prayer of Jabez, it's, matter of fact, it's just two simple verses, and it's been a series of seven messages that we've dealt with. But when you look at this prayer of Jabez, it's only two verses. Jabez shows up in these two verses, prays this prayer, and is off the scenes and is never mentioned again in the pages of Scripture. Now, there is probably a city, as we've shared, that's probably named after him because of the life that he lived, the integrity that he had, the blessings and the favor of the Lord upon his life. But you know, you have to ask this question. Since Jabez prayed this prayer and the people saw the evidence of his life, what did they do? What in the world happened when Jabez prayed this prayer? Well, the Bible makes it very clear that his countrymen saw the blessings of God upon his life. You know, sadly, so many of us don't really believe God wants to bless us. We think God wants us to go to church, read the Bible, pray, but when it comes to blessing us, it is amazing what we say whenever it comes to the blessings of God. We really assassinate ourselves. Well, you know, I don't deserve the blessings of God. God, you know, when you look at my life, I'm not that worthy of the blessings of God. Well, you and I are right on both of those. We don't deserve the blessings of God. We're not worthy of the blessings of God. But let me ask you this. What one verse in the Bible says that God wants you to be worthy of anything? You'll never find one verse in all the Bible where the Father wants you to be worthy of anything. And yet that is the reality and the mentality of the world that you and I live in. But the sobering truth is, Jabez prays this prayer, and the Bible says the God of heaven rained those blessings upon his life. The Bible says in the very last phrase of this passage of Scripture, well, let's just read it together. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, listen to verse 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Now, I want you to say the last phrase with me where it starts says, and. I want you to say it with me, and I want you to keep this phrase in your mind all throughout this message. And God granted him that which he requested. Here is a simple man. The Bible says nothing about his education, nothing about his intellect, nothing about anything else of his life. There is only one thing that is mentioned about Jabez, and it's one prayer. One prayer in all the Bible. And the Bible says God heard his prayer from heaven and God granted him what he requested. Now, a lot of times we just completely miss out on the blessings of God. And you'll hear somebody say this. Well, you know what? I guess God just don't want to bless me like he did in the Old Testament or the New Testament. When you say that, you're really saying this. God has changed. You're saying God is different today than he used to be. God used to bless people, but he don't really bless today. You say, well, no, I'm not saying that. Well, that's what we're really saying when we're saying that God don't want to bless us. And yet, so many individuals are lacking, and it's not because God don't want to bless them, but in this message, you're going to find out ultimately the key that unlocks the door of the blessings of God. I can tell you, I prayed this prayer, and I prayed it for years, and the Lord has reoriented me to pray this prayer, and so many wonderful things have happened. I really don't have time in this hour to tell you. And some of you have shared with me, you've come to me and you say, you know what? That is a powerful prayer. I had one young man come up to me and said, you know what? I've started praying that prayer and it just seems like door after door after door after door has opened for my life. I had a lady who came to me and said, you know what? That is a powerful prayer. God has opened doors for me to just talk to my family that were not open before. Well, in this simple prayer is locked a wealth of information. Really, you could take another series and another series and not exhaust it. But I want you to look very carefully at the last phrase this morning because we're going to deal with the door that unlocks the blessings of God. You know, the Bible simply says that Jabez prayed this prayer. And when it comes to the end of it, the Bible just simply says, and God granted him that which he requested. Why in the world would God want to do that? Well, we're going to get into that. But when you look at this passage of Scripture, you know, Jabez received for this simple reality because he prayed. And sometimes you hear somebody say, well, you know what? I prayed and I just didn't receive it. Well, I want you to hang on and I want you to listen to this message this morning because you'll need to evaluate some things. But, you know, all throughout the Bible, God reminds you and me that he wants to hear and he wants to give far more than you and I could ask or think. Now, think about this. The Bible says that God measures the span of the universes from the tip of his finger to my thumb. Think about the expanse of all that you and I know, comprehend, is measured in that. Right now, there are multiplied trillions upon trillions of things that are happening simultaneously in our lives around with the people of the world and all of God's creation. There is never a time in the heart of God but what he has the power, the ability, and the potential to bless your life. So why is it so many people are living unblessed lives? You know, God makes it very clear. Jabez didn't just pray this prayer, by the way, one time. He didn't just pray it once and then quit. But Jabez prayed this prayer day after day after day, week after week after week. And the Bible says that the God of heaven heard that prayer. And the God of heaven answered that prayer. Will the God of heaven do the same thing in your life and my life? Yes, he will. I challenge you because you're going to be confronted with some realities in this message that you may not have faced in your life. Well, how do you and I know that God really wants to give us and how he wants to answer our prayer and he wants to do the same thing that he did to Jabez? Well, the Father says, if you delight in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Now, you've got to either answer that, either that's true or it's a lie. And so, you now have to ask this question. Well, am I delighting in the Lord? And then not only does he say that, but, you know, the Bible says in Matthew 7:7, ask and you'll receive, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open to you. And so, in this message this morning, we're going to look at the blessings, the door that unlocks the blessings of God. Now, I'm going to challenge you, if you get you a pen out along with your insert, and I want you to listen carefully, and I want you to write whatever the Holy Spirit of God impresses upon you to write. Because, let me ask you this, do you believe you're the same as Jabez, that God created you the same way? Do you believe he did? Amen? Say it. Just say amen. He created you the same way. Now, you may not be the same area where he is in his spiritual walk, but he loves you just the same, created you just the same, wants for you the same. And the issue is, why do we miss it? Why do we miss the blessings of God? Well, follow along with me, listen carefully, and write as the Spirit of God leads you to write. First and foremost, the blessings come when we take seriously our relationship with the Heavenly Father. Now, in the life of Jabez, he took seriously his relationship with the Lord God. You say, how do you know that? Jabez lived in a day of pagan idols. In a day of idolatry and man after man, woman after woman had their own God and prayed to their own God and had their own shrines probably. And Jabez looked at what they were getting them in their life. And you know, that's the same in our day, in our time. People are worshiping the God of recreation, the God of sex, the God of leisure, the God of, and you can go on and name it. And in the midst of Jabez's life, he knew that somebody had created him for a difference, and that somebody was the living God. In the midst of all of the pagan idolatry that there was and all of the things that were taking place, Jabez made it his business to pray this prayer to the Lord God. In other words, Jabez did not take lightly his relationship with the Lord God. And one of the realities that takes place so often in our lives, why we are lacking and why we miss out and why we miss the blessings of God, is found in this one reality. Individual after individual that's saved by the grace of God, not taking seriously their relationship with the Father. Now, in the heart of Jabez, think about this a minute. You know, it wasn't Jabez's desire to pray this to get stuff. Now, sadly, there are so many people who want to pray this prayer in order that they can get stuff. That's the priority of their life. You know, I want to pray this prayer, and if I pray this prayer, does that mean I can get stuff, and I can have stuff, and I can put stuff in my name? That wasn't Jabez's desire. How do you know that? Because the Father will always reorient your life when you're selfish and self-centered. And in the life of Jabez, here's what happened. He wanted to honor God more with his life. And I'm sure as God started blessing his life, people started coming to Jabez's life and said, Jabez, how'd you come across that property? Why are you increasing so much? And as they watched their lives not to escalate, and they watched Jabez's life escalate, don't you think that it brought them to ask the question, what's going on in his life that's not happening in my life? I have a dear friend that in the business he's in, he's doing very well, and one of the bosses looked at his life and drew him aside and said, how is it, what's your secret? How are you doing so well? And they looked at their life and weren't doing as good, and he oriented them to God. Now watch this very carefully. When you pray, Father, bless me, enlarge my coast, keep your hand around me and upon me, God will never answer that prayer just so you can get stuff. Why? Because you're going to leave all of it behind. Amen? Listen, so what if you have a large car, if you have a large CD, large IRAs, a large this, that, whatever? You're going to leave it someday. And in the life of Jabez, he prayed, Father, bless me, so he could be a blessing to others. Now, is it all right to ask God to bless your business? Absolutely. And as the Father blesses your business, you remember who it is that blessed it. Mr. Cathy, who is the owner of Chick-fil-A, multi-millionaire, he never has forgotten his orientation or his roots or who it is that's been the blesser of his life. And here's where our problem is. A lot of times, you know, the Father blesses us, and wow, I'm doing good. No, you're not doing good. It's the Father that blessed your life. And Jabez, as he prayed, here's what Jabez realized. It is the Lord God that is blessing me. And as Jabez prayed this prayer, you know, he was mindful. And so they began to ask Jabez questions, I'm sure, and Jabez oriented them to the God of Scripture. He oriented them, you know, you're praying to your gods, I'm praying to the God of Israel. You're praying to your God, and I'm praying to Jehovah God. When somebody asks you what God you're praying in, you need to tell them. You're not just praying to some God, you're praying to Jehovah God. You're praying to Almighty God. Listen, you make much of God and God will make much of you. You make much of who you are as a child of God and watch Almighty God make much of your life. You say, well, I'm not that intelligent. Listen, there is nobody that is unintelligent who has a relationship with the living God. Amen? Listen, you have a relationship with the one who has the mind of minds of minds of minds. And he's your daddy too. Think about it. The earth is the Lord, everything that's in it. And one of the realities in the life of Jabez, he realized that this God that created him, get this, it's so simple, yet it's so profound. He wants you to ask. Some of you have got together and a lot of times in fellowship and say, you know what? My son wants this and my daughter wants that. And you say, well, sometimes that's what you do. Well, I got it for them. I got it for her. Why? Because you love them. Now, sadly, when many people begin this prayer, here's what happens. They get so self-centered. I've known some people that have been blessed completely out of church. You say, what do you mean? I never will forget a couple that came to me and they asked me to pray, number one, for them a vehicle, and then second, for her a job. She has a job, and she's so busy now, she don't have any time for God. She don't have any time for the church. She don't have any time for the Lord. it is totally possible for you to forget your blesser. And in the life of Jabez, listen, he prays this one prayer because he wants a world that is pagan around him to be oriented to the God of Scripture. He wants them to know that there is a God who loves them, who cares about them. And listen, he wants to give good things. How many of you that are single want a bad marriage partner? No, you want a good marriage partner. You pray, you ask, and you'll get a good marriage partner. How do you know? Tried it, done, success. When I got married, I said, Father, I don't know where she is. I don't know her name. I wish I did. But I said, I pray for a biscuit-making wife. Now we have Walmart most of the time. I didn't know how to say that and voice that to the Father, but he knew what I was saying. Because I knew what type of personality that I felt should be my companion. Listen, he is a God who loves his children, amen? Think about this. If he loves you, it's a short step from loving you to blessing you. It's not a big deal for God to bless your life. But you know what? We just fight the blessings of God. Oh, God, I shouldn't. You know what? Lord, look at that sin I committed 43 years ago. Do you remember that one I committed? And you know what he does? Sorry, you confessed it. And the Bible says he cast them into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more. See, we fight against the blessings of God because a lot of times we just feel unblessable. Well, Lord, I'm not perfect. That's exactly right. You know, if I told my wife that, she'd look at me and she said, oh, you got that right, honey. And sometimes, do you ever put your foot in your mouth? Sometimes I put my foot in my mouth. Don't you dare ask her what. Because I know when I get that certain look. You ever get that certain look? And you know that you've said, but listen, you're loved by the Father. You're loved by the God of all creation. And as he blesses you, he wants to orient a world to the living God. And when you pray and you see the Father answer, you take prayer more seriously, you talk about him more deliberately, you talk about him more excited. Listen, this young person that I heard share this prayer, Jabez, he didn't come up to me and said, you know, Pastor, I've found this new truth. He was excited. Listen, that's what a relationship is all about. So Jabez, first and foremost, He took his relationship with the Father seriously. Now, let me ask you a question. How seriously do you take your relationship with your Heavenly Father? Is it a big deal if you hurt the Father? Do you immediately confess it? Or do you just use answers like this? Well, you know, everybody does it. You know, after all, nobody's perfect. If you take your relationship with your mom and your earthly dad seriously, if they're still alive, you don't want to hurt them. You don't want to grieve them. And you see, it was on the heart of Jabez to make this a very simple reality in his life, to pray to honor the Father. Second of all, the blessings come when we allow God to position our heart right. Now, watch carefully. You know, and there's some people that are praying, and they're having a problem in their praying. And maybe you prayed this prayer of Jabez, and you'd stand up and you'd say, Pastor, I have prayed that prayer of Jabez, and it's not done a single thing in my life. Now, chances are, if I ask some of you, have you prayed this prayer of Jabez, and it's not done a single thing in your life, there may be one or two that stands up. But I can tell you there's always an answer, and there's two or three I want to give you right now. Number one, a lot of times we can pray in complete disbelief. Oh, you can say the words out of your mouth, Father, bless me, enlarge my coast, keep your hand upon me, and it not be, you know, you just don't believe he's going to do it. And second, your heart is all wrong. Now, you know, listen to the scripture in Psalm 37:4. Delight in the Lord, and he will give you what? So are you saying that if you delight in the Lord personally, deliberately, intentionally, that he will give you the desires of your heart? Absolutely. Listen, God doesn't mince words. There's nothing hidden. But see, the devil says, well, now there's something hidden behind that. That really don't mean what it says. You can take it to the bank. God says what he means and means what he says. And you see, you know, do I believe? Do I believe this one verse is true? Now, So the question has to be asked is, delight in the Lord. Oh, now wait just a minute. That's where you're going to trick me up. No. If my daughter came to me and I knew something wasn't good for her, and it would harm her, and it would not benefit her life, should I just because she asked me and says, Dad, would you please give that to me? No. And I may not want to say no, but I said, honey, I don't feel like it's the best for you, so my answer is going to be no. Well, you don't love me, Dad. No, that's not the case. I'm expressing my love in a way that's different than what she wants, and that's always going to be the reality as we have children. Now, watch carefully. You have to ask the question in your life, do I delight in the Lord? Do I delight in the Lord? Now, the word delight is a real simple word, but here's what it means. A high degree of pleasure, satisfaction, and joy. If you delight in something, there's a high degree of pleasure. Some of you delight in fishing. There's joy in it. There's satisfaction. I enjoy fishing, but I sort of feel like one fellow said one jerk on one end waiting for another jerk on another end, because I never do very well when it comes to fishing. And maybe that's the Lord's way of saying to me, Benny, there's some other things there's nothing wrong with rest and relaxation. But listen, you can't ever delight in someone if you're not interested in knowing them. Don't you dare raise your hand, but if I ask you, is it important for you to have a relationship with God, how many of you would honestly, before the Lord God, be able to raise your hand? Yes, it's important to me. You see, we want the blessings of God, but what about a relationship? What about a real, genuine, authentic relationship where he talks to you, you talk to him? You say, you mean God really talks to you? Yes, he does. Does he talk to you audibly? Well, you can definitely hear God speaking to you. He speaks to you in the privacy of your heart and your mind, and whenever he speaks, you know it's God. And you see, whenever you have a relationship with the Father, you want to spend time with him. You want to spend time learning. You want to spend time meditating on his word. Contrary to what so many people believe, God is not out to whip you all the time. I wish I could tell you how often I lived growing up believing all God was out to do was discipline me all the time. You better quit this. You better throw that out. You better chunk that. That is not the God of the Bible. You cannot prove that by the Word of God. God is not always out to really discipline you. Yeah. But imagine if you just live, parents, looking at your child, well, I just want to whip you. Well, shoot, I didn't get to whip you today. Sometimes, sadly, that's the way we think of God. That's absolutely inconsistent with the Word of God. Jabez said, listen, he's enjoyable to know. He's enjoyable to hang around. He's enjoyable to listen to. And you see, God promises you personally, when you delight in the Lord, here's what he says. I'll give you the desires of your heart. Well, what are the desires of your heart? Well, do you delight in the Lord? And you see, it's vital that you allow God to position your heart right. But what if you want things wrong? Well, you say, well, if my heart's right, I can't pray for money. Show me that in the Word of God. Have you ever been in a position in your lifetime you needed to pray for money? Don't you answer that out loud. You know what it's like, and you'd be tickled to find a nickel on the sidewalk. Or, listen, he's our heavenly Father. Amen? Did you ever go up to your earthly dad and ask for money? Oh, yeah. Never will forget as a boy. There was one man in our church at Hensley's Chapel in Middlesbrough. I thought he was rich. Because he would put his hand in his pocket and I could hear a wealth of change rattling. And I thought, man, you got change in your pocket, you're wealthy. And I would always go to him. His name was Mr. Hopper. And if I needed change, Dad would say, well, honey, if you need some change, go ask Mr. Hopper. I'm sure he's got it. But listen, it's no big deal to go to your father and ask for something. Listen, the devil does everything he can so you won't go to your father to get you to manipulate so you can't see what he'll do in your life. Listen, Jabez said, oh God, that you would bless me. And I can promise you on the authority of that verse in Psalms 37, this in 1 Chronicles, you make it your business to pray this prayer and you will see the Father at work in your life. You say, well, I just have a struggle believing that. It's not God's fault, but oftentimes it's because maybe you've been browbeat. Maybe your parents browbeat you. But listen, you don't have that in your relationship with the Father. And you see, you'll have answers to prayer, and you'll get to see the answers to prayer. You know why? What's the only thing in prayer that brings God glory? Ask and you shall Is the request honor God? No. Jabez could have died on his knees. How do you know he prayed right? Because the Bible says in the last phrase, and God granted him that which he requested. Now watch carefully, number three, and I want you to listen. The blessings come when we open our mouth and call on the Lord specifically and deliberately in faith. Listen carefully. The blessings come when we open our mouth and deliberately and specifically ask in faith. You say, well, what do you mean? I want you to look carefully at the last phrase of this prayer. I want you to listen to it. It is a big deal. And God granted, what's the next word? Him. That which he, say that last word with me, requested. Now, it's not by chance that that last phrase is there. And here's the reason. When you pray this prayer, Jabez believed that Almighty God was listening to him. Jabez opened his mouth. Jabez made it specific. Now, watch carefully. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:8, but without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. One of the saddest realities in the life of so many individuals is this. They won't open their mouth and ever pray this prayer because of their unbelief. Now, I'm going to put every one of you on the acid test right now. I don't want you to raise your hand. How many of you have been listening to this message for the last 7 weeks and you've not even dared voice that prayer one time? You've not even voiced it to the Father. You're believing a lie if you believe. Whatever God wants me to have, he'll give me. There's a big problem with what you're believing if you believe that, friend. Number one, you're believing a lie. Second, you cannot find it in the Word of God. There is a real reason for every unblessed life. God never says one ounce in his Word that he'll read your mind and give you what you're thinking of. Now, whenever you look at this prayer, Jabez said, Lord, bless me. And God was listening. I think about all the things that, you know, your children have received and my child has received, all because they ask. Imagine this horrible reality. The wealthiest man in the world taking his son through some rich store, and that child going through the store, wishing for a whole lot of things in their own mind, but getting to the end and getting ready to leave, and somebody asked that man, why did you not get your child anything? And the man simply says this, he got everything he asked for. He's asked for nothing. Some of you are getting everything you ask for. You're asking for nothing. And you're getting a whole lot of it. Simply because you're not opening your mouth and praying to your Father. I would be brokenhearted if my daughter didn't ask me for some things. Because that's a sign of a relationship. Of course, you know, there is a fine line too. There's a balance as well. Some of you have allowed the devil to believe you're unblessable. So you don't pray anymore. You don't ask God for anything anymore. And the Bible says, God's giving you what you asked for. You're asking for nothing. The Bible says in James chapter 4, you have not because you ask not. But get the picture. It's so simple, yet it's so profound. Jabez calls on the God of the universe, and that's where the key is unlocked. He gets on his knees, probably alone in private, and in the Hebrew tongue, He prays a prayer like this, "Oh Lord God, I bow before you. I ask you, Lord God, today that you would bless me, that you would enlarge my coast, that you would keep your hand upon me, Lord God, and keep me from evil. That today, Lord God, in my country, I would not grieve you," is my heart's prayer. And the Bible says, the God of the universe opened the windows of heaven and gave him what he asked for. Could it be that God can't unlock the doors of heaven for you because there's nothing being asked? I want to ask every man in here who's the head of the house, do you have a time in prayer you pray for your family? Is there a time you get on your knees and you talk to the Father for your family? So no, now we're not in emergency yet. I can promise you this. You get on your knees and you won't have a time of emergency, because you'll always be positioned, ready for whatever life brings. You see, we allow ourselves to believe lies, folks. We allow ourselves to believe lies. And one of the lies is, I don't have to ask. If God wants me to have it, He's God. He knows what I need, and He'll give it. That's not the truth. But when you get on your knees and you say, "Father, bless me," you know what you're saying when you say that? "Lord, would you supernaturally favor us?" Supernaturally? Yes, because that's what the word "bless" means. "Lord, would you supernaturally favor us?" And you see, question is, how can you have answers if you don't pray? How can God move in your family's life if you don't pray for them and continually lift them to the Lord? I can promise you this. If you'll make it your business to have a relationship with the Father, be oriented right, make this a deliberate, intentional, regular request, Almighty God will open heaven and earth for you. You say, can you promise that? Yes. Because He's written that contract in His Word. Better than any contract in the universe, because it's backed by one who has never lied one time. Friend, you're here this morning and you don't have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. You're here and you know if you died today, you'd be lost. You know where you'd spend eternity. The blessing God wants to give you is heaven. And heaven is only going to be heaven because it's a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're here and you're lost, the Bible says, if you'll admit you're a sinner, believe Jesus Christ died on the cross, you can be saved. It's a sad reality. There's a lot of folks going to miss hell, or miss heaven by 18 inches. They have a mental assent to God, but they don't have Him in their heart through Jesus Christ. Father, thank you so much for this simple yet profound prayer. Father, we pray this morning for those who are here who they just really are believing they're unblessable. But that's not the nature of you, Heavenly Father. You love all your creation and there is no shortage with God. You own a cattle on a thousand hills. The earth is yours, the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to you. And Father, I pray that you would draw everyone to you this morning that you're working with by the power of your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would draw that man that's lost, that woman that's lost, that couple who needs to move their life into this fellowship, that young person that needs to be saved, that person that needs to surrender to some special area of life, some special ministry. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your grace. In Jesus we pray. Amen.